Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the comedian and actor Vince Vaughn for his recent comments about Hollywood studios, All Hail Their Highnesses. Appearing on the YouTube show Hot Ones, Vaughn explained why R-rated comedies like Blazing Saddles, Airplane, and Silver Streak, or even somewhat newer films like The Hangover and Old School, don't really get made anymore.
The people in charge don't want to get fired, more so than they're looking to do something great. So they want to kind of, you know, follow a set of rules that somehow, like, get set in stone that don't really translate. But as long as they follow them, they're not going to lose their job.
Now, dear brethren, sistren, and othern, I must confess that at first I was confused by this comment, since Vaughn seemed to be criticizing a development which, of course, we celebrate because we made it happen. Our movement has been actively working to destroy comedy and satire in America for decades, going all the way back to first wave wokeness, which at that time you probably called political correctness. Of course, we have always known that the key to controlling a culture was to make it scared to be funny, since humor is one of the historic sources of independence and the subversion of authority. The only laughter and joking we support is that presented by approved late-night comedians such as Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert, who exclusively serve our interests by targeting things we despise, such as straight white men, Christians, Republicans, the police, parents, traditional marriage, and of course, America. Although our movement still pretends to be revolutionary and anti-establishment, now that we have captured most of the centers of cultural power, we definitely want to suppress dissent, independent thinking, and of course, comedy. So when Vaughn decided to criticize studio executives because they've been successfully scared into defunding edgy comedies that offend our members and challenge the status quo, well, obviously, we had to cancel him. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, Senator J.D. Vance, who, despite our best efforts to cancel him over the years for all sorts of reasons, continues to hold appeal to some people for reasons we can't even comprehend. This time, however, we think he may have finished himself off by finally alienating the most easily offended and most prone to overreaction voting bloc of the American electorate, childless cat ladies.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too.
Yes, the masters of offendedness, the level 3 certified identifiers of outrage, the North American Ministry of Childless Cat Ladies hath screeched their displeasure for this outrageous aspersion upon their character by Vance back in 2021. Clutching their pearls in one hand and their lace doilies in the other, the ministry has hyperventilated their postmenopausal fury upon the Republican vice presidential candidate, and rightly so. How dare he? But aside from deriding the fundamental right of those women to be as miserable as they want to be, Senator Vance actually had more to say on the subject.
And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it?
Now look, need we point out that every citizen is entitled to participate in their government, and that obviously includes the childless, especially those highly conscientious reproduction objectors who eschew childbearing as a form of political protest against global climate change. So, of course, the non-breeders among us need a political party to belong to, and what better one for them than the one which embraces promiscuity through contraception, universal right to pregnancy termination, and the minimization of parental rights for those unlucky few who inadvertently make a baby or two despite our best efforts to talk them out of it. And just because people don't have kids certainly doesn't mean they don't care about the future. This is just another one of those long-standing Christian bigotries born from that horridly patriarchal instruction, be fruitful and multiply. As if monogamy, sexual reproduction, and children are somehow a sacramental method for participating in the nature, grace, and glory of God. What are we, Catholics? I think not. So childless cat ladies everywhere, unite! Turn off your soap operas, put down your remote controls, and beat your knitting needles into protest signs, for the kingdom of the childless cometh. And it is harder for a breeder to enter into the queendom of heaven than for a pregnant woman to pass through the eye of a needle. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we really couldn't be more proud of our local teachers around the country for successfully pulling off one of the greatest heists in modern history. They stole the alphabet song. And they stole it from parents by teaching an entirely new one to children without even telling the parents they would do so. Brilliant. As TikToker Mindful Teacher shared with us recently,
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
Now, I understand that for many of you, this rearrangement will come as a bit of a shock. But that's the point. This is meant to entirely disrupt the traditional child-parent relationship. These teachers just up and decided one day to change the alphabet song and then taught it to children without informing their parents, let alone getting consent. So now these kids just return home, like sleeper agents, waiting for the moment their parents try to sing them the old version and then correct them with the updated one, thus supplanting parental trust and authority with that of the teacher. Fantastic. Remember what von Hofenstein wrote in his seminal treatise, How to Replace Parents with the Government, Volume 3. If you ever have the chance to make children distrust parents, do so. If you can substitute another source of authority, especially a government representative for the mother, so much the better. Also remember your Ketterson's first rule of revolution. Change. Always change. For the sake of change. For all change is revolutionary. Thus, this new song is wonderfully subversive of parents and the known social order in general. Also, it has the added gaslighting bonus +4 because we can tell parents the new song was created to fix the errors of the old song, like slurring L-M-N-O-P together like they're one word and making some children think there's a second N nestled between Y and Z. Not only can we undermine tradition in parents, we can do so in a way that makes them doubt themselves, just like we did when we told them Pluto wasn't a planet anymore. Fantastisch, meine Kinder. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Five Finger Discount, resellers of only the finest shoplifted food and drink, specializing in canned goods, produce, and frozen burritos small enough to fit in a purse. At Five Finger Discount, they wage war against the capitalists by the redistribution of food and a theft-positive lifestyle that is the envy of no one. Five Finger Discount, you can really taste the misdemeanor.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.